From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo is reporting for the Albany Times-Union that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo spent more than $8.5 million in 18 days during August ahead of next Thursday's Democratic primary with actor Cynthia Nixon. Cuomo has over $16 million left, according to his 11-day pre-primary filing with the State Board of Elections. Nixon, by contrast, brought in $475,168 and spent $450,275 during the same period. She has $466,749 for the end of the primary election. In 2014, against Zephyr Teachout, Cuomo spent less, $5.6 million in a similar time frame. More than $2.5 million of his current spending went to the New York Democratic Party, which endorsed candidates including Cuomo, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, and State Attorney General candidate Letitia James. Cuomo also spent $2.9 million on television advertisements. Some of those ads completely ignored the primary election and instead attacked Republican gubernatorial nominee Mark Molinaro. Read the full story in the Times Union. Endorsements from New York's newspapers are being announced all week ahead of the Thursday, September 13th primary election, with major races for governor and attorney general. Governor Andrew Cuomo secured the trifecta of major endorsements from the New York Times, the Albany Times-Union, and the Buffalo News. For attorney general, Zephyr Teachout has the endorsement of the New York Times, the New York Daily News, and the Buffalo News. The Albany Times-Union backed Lacia Eve as the state's lead litigator. Former university law professor Teachout, New York City public advocate Letitia James, Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, and lawyer Eve are all running for attorney general. Besides the statewide races, there is also a major local election on primary day for Democrats with New Lebanon town clerk Tistra Houtling against Don Boyajian. They are competing to take on Republican Jake Ashby in November in the 107th district that covers Columbia and Rensselaer counties. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Saugerties Council of Churches holds a 1.2-mile crop hunger walk on August 14th to secure, and I quote, that more people worldwide have access to nutritious, sustainable food sources, end quote. The village board approved the march September 5th, with it starting at 2 p.m. at the Saugerties Reformed Church on Main Street. Council Representative Margaret Todd told the board, and I quote, last year we had about 50 people that participated. We're expecting this year to have a few more because people are going to come down from Woodstock, end quote. 16 organizations in the Saugerties Council of Churches and 4 Woodstock churches are expected to participate. She said, and I quote, the money will go to the national organization, and 25% of it will go to the food pantry here in Saugerties, and 25% will go to the food pantry in Woodstock. We'll be giving out the donation folders next week, and they will have a month to collect the money, end quote. The crop walk route is to include parts of Washington Avenue, Lafayette Street, Market Street, Main Street, Partition Street, and Russell Street, and it will end at its starting point. Crop hunger walks first were held in 1947. The website of the communities responding to overcome poverty says the walks, and I quote, have ensured that more people worldwide have access to nutritious, sustainable food sources. From combating droughts in Nicaragua, to providing agricultural training in Indonesia, to stocking shelves in hundreds of food pantries across the United States, Crop Hunger Walks help end hunger by raising funds to support local food programs and international anti-hunger work, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Audrey Maytot reports in the Greenville Pioneer that the Durham Town Board unanimously adopted a law August 7th limiting the permitted load allowed on select town roads. More truck traffic on town roads over the past few years has meant more costs for taxpayers. So the new law limits the maximum load allowed by trucks, commercial vehicles, tractors, and similar vehicles to 20,000 pounds on these town roads. Cunningham Road, Sutton Road, Cornwallville Road, Strong Road, Cochrane Road, Brown Road, Hillcrest Road, Shady Glen Road, Elliott Place, Stonebridge Road, and Golden Hill Road. Local delivery emergency vehicles and pickup trucks are exempt, and larger vehicles can use those roads for infrastructure maintenance service and repair. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.